I'm Dr. G, and for the past 10 years of my life, I've been passionate about all things holistic healing. I've been committed to healing myself and others from the inside out by incorporating some of the most effective modalities for healing the mental, the emotional, and the physical. I've learned that they give us the opportunity to be our most authentic and powerful selves. Heal Thyself is a show dedicated to just that. Today's show is going to be incredible, and I say it every week, of course I do, because it is incredible. Knowledge bombs of digestible information to empower and create clarity on what the highest version of us looks like. Product reviews to provide informed consent so you can buy the safest and best products out there. Better than the first two that I spoke about, and you're getting other B vitamins, which are energizing, right? Get off of it, throw it away. And special guest segments with some of the brightest and most elite minds in their field.
So what is that like on my nervous system? 6 hours of holding that emotion.
Here's the earth, here's the mechanisms and mechanics of an earth when it breathes. We would think much different about that asthma patient that shows up.
All to create change in all the parts that make you you, so we can start healing ourselves and each other. You know, skincare isn't just about looking good, right? A lot of us want to look good, but it's not just about looking good. It's about nurturing your skin and being well-balanced from the inside out. And, you know, this world is flooded with a bunch of harsh chemicals that are really insulting our skin, our barrier. And you want something truly effective that is safe. Alitura is one of the best in the game. If you never heard of Alitura, you just think of, you might have seen some black bottles with gold writing on it. It's one of the best, and they're always at health events, and people are loving them. And their quality. Alitura Naturals has crafted a serum that is not only safe, but also incredibly effective. Listen, a lot of you ask me where I get my glow from. This is a huge part of the equation. Their gold serum isn't just another skincare product. It's a testament to the power of natural healing and a commitment to holistic health. It uses organic ingredients like jojoba, olive, rosehip oils, and the gold serum is made organically with plant-derived vitamin A, not synthetic stuff, not that nasty stuff that you're getting in a lot of these over-the-counter products. GHKCU and marine collagen to revitalize your skin. Alitura Naturals has been using the best ingredients in their products for years. They've been pioneering the path for what truly transformed skin should be. So if you're ready to take control of your skin health and experience the pinnacle of natural beauty, I highly recommend checking out Alitura Naturals. For a limited time, you, the Heal Thyself listener, will enjoy the exclusive discount, just the Heal Thyself discount, only for you. That's 20% off of this gold serum. Go to alitura.com and use the code DRG for 20% off. That's Alitura.com and get that 20% discount. It's amazing stuff. I use it every night before bed, and I'm telling you, I'm on fire with my skin in a good way. Check it out. It's been a long time since I promoted a coffee because there's not that many good coffee brands. We got one of the best ones now on Heal Thyself. Are you ready to elevate your coffee game? And experience a brew that's not only delicious, but it's also health focused. Let me introduce you to Purity Coffee. You heard me review them in one of my first ever coffee reviews as one of the best, and then my second ever one as one of the best. And it's one of the best still. It's an ultimate choice for coffee lovers who prioritize taste as well as well-being. I'm going to tell you what makes Purity Coffee stand out from the crowd. Every step in their process is rooted in health focused principles backed by solid scientific research-based rigorous testing. They use the finest specialty grade organic Arabica beans and then move on to small batch roasting, ensuring that each cup meets the highest standards of quality. But what really sets Purity Coffee apart from all the other coffee brands is their dedication, is my favorite, is their dedication to purity and safety. Their beans undergo third-party testing to ensure they're free of pesticides, toxins, and harmful mycotoxins, those pesky substances that can wreak havoc on your health, causing issues like liver and kidney damage, digestive problems, brain fog, and fatigue. Purity Coffee also has some of the highest antioxidant capacity. And this is important because we have to understand coffee is actually really good for us when we're getting quality coffee. And the reason it's good for us and ensures so many benefits, especially heart health, is because of its antioxidant capacity. Purity has one of the highest antioxidants that you're going to find in coffee, giving you a powerful dose of healthy boosting compounds with every sip. Purity Coffee is grown on regenerative organic farms that prioritize soil health, animal welfare, and community well-being. They have certifications by USDA Organic, Rainforest Alliance, and Smithsonian Bird Friendly. You can also trust Purity Coffee is not only good for you, but also good for the planet. They have a range of roasts from their light medium roast with sweet fruity notes and their dark roast with rich, bold taste. So to try out one of my favorite coffees in existence and one that I recommend to everyone still to this day, I've been doing it for years, is Purity Coffee. Go to puritycoffee.com and use the code DRG for 30% off of your first purchase. That is Purity Coffee. drg.com and use the code DRG for 30% off of your order. So it's time for my product suggestion on my channel on Verizon's In the Know program. And I want to introduce you to my product today. And it's a Savon dehumidifier. This one is straight from my bathroom. I have three others, one in my closet and one in the laundry room. And it's great at creating a healthy environment. Here's why. You may or may not know, I suffered from mold, and mold grows in warm and dark environments. This has been a lifesaver. So anywhere where there's humidity, particularly in the bathroom, under your sinks, in the laundry room, you want one of these dehumidifiers. All you do is turn it on, let it fill up, and you'll see how much water fills up over time. The more humid the space, the quicker it's going to fill up, but it's very easy. You pull it out, take out the tab and empty it out, put it back in and turn it back on, and it's going to help keep your space drier so you can prevent mold, which can be really, really detrimental to your health. So if you want to get your hands on this product or see what other products I suggested over the course of the past few weeks, all you have to do is scan the QR code on the bottom of the screen or click the URL in the YouTube description. And it'll take you directly to my channel on the In the Know platform. It's www.inthenow.com/heal thyself. All right, welcome to Heal Thyself. Thank you so much for taking your time out of your day, out of your week. Time is so precious. We know that. And how you use it with intention is so powerful. And the fact that you turn on your phone or plug it into your car is so important and makes me very grateful that I can bring this message to you and your loved ones. Okay, so today's Knowledge Bomb segment, I'm just going to go off the cuff, talk about some really important things that I think that we can bring in our lives in order to express ourselves at our highest level and really find health within the construct of not falling for that we need to do so many things and go so many places and purchase so many things and know that health is within us. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some really cool things, especially that have happened this week, but a lot of good take homes about our own health. Today's guest is going to be really, really good. We have Tina Anderson. She's a leading voice in the gut health industry. She has her own company called Just Thrive, and they make some of the best probiotics in the industry. But she's so well-read, so well-researched, and really passionate. And if you notice, all the guests I'm bringing on here have a deep, deep passion for the work that they do. So I hope you can feel her passion, but really learn a lot about your own gut health. All right, welcome to today's Knowledge Bomb. I want to share with you all something really cool that happened, and it got me thinking how I can show up to this show and empower you today. And you'll remember, go back to my first show. One of the first words I said was this show. Well, before that, I said a lot of these podcasts are really boring. And I proceeded after that to say, this show is about informed consent and teaching you all things that you may not know, but really empowerment. And you'll know that I've mentioned it so many times on the show, and the theme of this show is to empower you all. And if you can be empowered to make a change, then that change can be everlasting. And not only that, it can help others. I'll share with you a story. Yesterday, I'm going to meet my friend for lunch. And actually, he was on the show, Nima Delgado. We went to Cafe Gratitude, and I'm walking, and we sit down, and we have an amazing conversation about authenticity and how to empower our audiences and just how to do better in this world, right? Past all of the things that we think are health, right? From my side, like supplements and healthy eating, which are amazing. From his side, like the fitness and vegan eating, which are amazing. But what else can we offer that is on a deeper level, right? Because all those things are on that glacier that is above water, but we really want to get to the bottom of things, the root of things, to really make everlasting change so you can feel good in your body. We finish eating and we walk to the street and he gets in his car. We say our goodbyes. He gets in his car and he drives away. And right when I start walking back home, I live pretty close to the Cafe Gratitude over here in Venice. I have someone running across the street and he goes, Dr. G, Dr. G, Dr. G. And I say, who's this? And he comes up and he goes, oh man, he's like, I love your work. And you know, me and my wife, we follow everything you say. And I feel like so empowered when I hear stuff, which is great. It's beautiful to hear that. And I've gotten so much feedback from you all, and I appreciate that. But it was a very sacred moment, and I'm gonna go into it. But he goes, I listened to your show and your clip about leaving your job if it doesn't serve you, leaving your job if it doesn't serve your highest purpose, right? Leaving your job if it's an anchor to your happiness. And he quit his job. And I was like, whoa, you quit your job? And he's like, yeah. And I'm just now trying to find that sense of purpose. And immediately he follows after and says something really that stuck with me. He immediately talked about how he's working through trauma, and he brought up the fact that he was in foster care. And immediately, before anything, I saw that he was attached to the story of foster care, right? So I felt that it was a safe place to say this, and I felt that he needed to hear something like this. But I'm telling you the story because I want everyone to think about, it doesn't have to be foster care, but what stories are you attached to? So I tell this young man, I go, hey man, I go, I've known you for less than 60 seconds, and you've told me immediately your trauma of foster care. I go, let me ask you one question. Is this a story? Is the foster care an identification? And do you know who you are without the story of the foster care? And he was just sitting there and looking at me. And I go, because in your experience and in the time where you were in foster care and all the traumas that you were alluding to, right? The pain of foster care, the anger that you had, whatever experiences, they were real. They were very real when you were in that moment. But at some point, they weren't real anymore. At some point, you were in a safe home, or at some point, you were by yourself. The conditions changed, right? Your nervous system was still believing that you were in foster care, and therefore, your ego held on to that identity and that adaptation through your life. But I go, but look inside. I go, you're eating at Cafe Gratitude. Look around, it's safe. Your partner's there waiting for you to come back. I go, the story that you've told yourself about foster care was true in that moment, but it's not your reality anymore. It's not true. It's a story that we think has roots, but it's just floating in the air. And we're only recognizing it because it's been there for so long. But what I want to challenge you all is think about just today, write it out, sit down, open a journal and write out stories that are sponsoring your life, right? For me, I'll be fully transparent. I would write out, I'd be like, I do not cry. I'm not a crier. I am not adventure seeking. I am risk averse, right? So I've told myself this story that I hate roller coasters and I hate jumping off of cliffs and I'm risk averse, right? But at some point I've always wanted to do things like that. But my story that I told myself was that I don't do those things. The story that I told myself for so many years, more of my life, right? Was that I don't cry. I'm just not a crier. I've never been a crier. That's so false. But I challenge you all to write out what stories are sponsoring your life, right? I do not. I am not. I will not, right? And start seeing them for what they are, because once you write them out and have a list and it's in front of you, you get to see, well, it doesn't serve me anymore. Like, I actually want to take risks. I want to have fun. I want to be on a roller coaster. Why am I telling myself this story that at some point when I was young, maybe I did have a bad experience on a roller coaster, but it may not be true ever again? Why did I tell myself that I don't do these things? Why did I hold myself back from expressing or crying or whatever it is, right? But my challenge to you all is to write out all of the things and all the stories that are sponsoring your life with no root to it. And after I told this man this, he puts his hand on his chest and he breaks down in the middle of Venice crying. And I felt so much compassion for him because in that moment, he was liberated from a story that is not true anymore. He was liberated from those memories that don't serve him anymore. He had permission to start ascending to a new self. He had permission to start being in his authenticity. And that's the crazy part. In your authenticity, you are your most powerful you've ever been. And this man in particular, who let go of that story of his past and who let go of all of his identifications that he had in that moment, has now created a space to be a way more powerful, way more radiant person. And with that power and that radiance and that authenticity that you present yourself with, you start healing not only yourself, but your loved ones, not only your loved ones, but the people you pass on the street, the person you talk to in the middle of the supermarket. All of these people's lives you start touching because they don't start seeing you for you, they start feeling you for you. You start expressing your energy so differently. You start motivating people and you give people the permission to do exactly what you're doing for yourself. And that is living in your authenticity and living in your vibration. And that is our God-given gift. It is what we're here to do, to be our highest selves and to start healing each other and the world. And this is the power that we have once we let go of all of those stories and all of those false identifications and all of those false ideas and ideologies that are not real and they do not serve us and they're rooted in fear. They're holding you back like anchors from the love that you are. And that's the exact moment and the exact thing that happened with this young man. And I want you to understand that you all have that same power. That's my knowledge bomb for today. Dr. Tina Anderson, she is, man, like if you listen to her stuff, she is so passionate about gut health, gut healing, and she understands that so much of our physical health starts with the gut. So she's going to cover everything about what is destroying our gut, what is helping benefit our gut. We're going to talk about probiotics. Are all probiotics created equal? How to shop for probiotics, which ones to look for, everything. So we're ready to dive deep into that. You know, when it comes to overall health, the little daily habits can make a huge difference. Take flossing, for example. Seems like such a minor thing, right? But taking good care of your teeth and gums does way more than just prevent cavities and bad breath. Emerging research shows that it can actually support whole body health and may even prevent cognitive decline as you age. That's wild, right? That's why I'm really excited to tell you about this awesome company called Slate and their game-changing 3-in-1 electric flosser. It's the only product out there that flosses your teeth, massages your gums, and even scrapes your tongue to remove bacteria to promote fresher breath. I've been using the Slate flosser for about a month now, and I'm hooked. Unlike regular floss picks that you have to jam into your mouth, this electric flosser does all the work for you with 12,000 sonic vibrations per minute, really cleaning out them gums. The innovative gum sweeps give your gums a gentle massage to increase circulation too. And let's not forget the built-in tongue scraper to help zap bad breath at the source. So to start one of the easiest and healthiest daily habits, with the Slate Electric Flosser, go to slateflosser.com and use the code DRG to get 10% off of your very own flosser. That's 10% off of your easy-to-use Slate Electric Flosser at slateflosser.com/DRG, S-L-A-T-E-F-L-O-S-S-E-R.com, and the code is DRG. You know, living a long life is great. It is. We all want to live longer. But what's even better is living those years in good health, right? Free of the chronic diseases and the ailments. Unfortunately for many, the gap between lifespan and health span is way too wide. And we spent our last years ill, not enjoying our life to the fullest. And that's why I'm always into research-based products, quality supplements that are coming out to you, the highest, the best of the best, some of the best rigorously tested supplements. And one of my favorite companies across the board is Momentous. And they have two that I use every single day, creatine and collagen. These are the two powerhouses at work. I've been open that I've been working out more 4 times a week. I'm lifting heavy weights and these are staples. And not just me, I think everyone should be out working out, building muscle, staples to muscle repair and muscle growth. But what sets Momentous apart from the rest is its clinically researched formulas. For the collagen, it delivers 15 grams of collagen, supporting your body in various ways. And it's not just one type of collagen, it's all the types of collagen, right? A lot of companies just have one type of collagen. You want all the types of your body's absorbing and utilizing this collagen the way you desire the body to use it. But boy, oh boy, the gold standard for working out, if you're not on this, you don't even have to be working out. You can use it for your brain, is creatine. Momentous creatine is fantastic. There's no fillers, no additive, pure, effective ingredients you can trust. Trust is everything when it comes to supplements. Momentous third-party test. There's no surprises. What you see on the package is what you get. So if you're like me, you want to fuel your body with the best of the best, go to livemomentous.com and use the code DRG for 15% off of creatine and collagen and all their top-notch products. That is livemomentous.com with the code DRG for your discount. All right, everyone, today's special guest. Look, I've been talking about gut health since day one. Actually, I remember in naturopathic school, one of the things that we always talked about was if you don't know where to go with this case, always look at the gut. And it is so true. It is foundational. It is the staple for your health. And I'm honored to have Tina Anderson. She is such a brilliant mind when it comes to the importance of gut health. She's the co-founder of the Just Thrive supplement line. But we're really going to get into all things gut health. I want to hear a little bit of your story about what you got you in here, what brought you into gut health. But really, thank you for joining in. Calling from Chicago, I'm so excited to talk to you. Welcome.
Thanks, Dr. G. I'm very excited to be here and appreciate the opportunity. And yeah, what brought me into gut health? It's actually a very interesting journey. I started out my career in law. So I'm an attorney. I was in litigation for many years. And while that was wonderful and I did a lot of great things, I was working crazy hours and not really feeling fulfilled in it at all. And so I started having children and I decided that I wanted to have more of a work-life balance. So I was fortunate enough to go into a family pharmaceutical business where I had way better work-life balance and was able to be home with my kids a little bit more. And so that was great. And so after being in the pharmaceutical industry for many years, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry. We saw, you know, the emphasis that was on treatment rather than prevention or maintenance of health. And my husband was in the business as well. And we just decided we wanted to do something that was more in line with how we lived our lives with our kids, which was more natural. We wanted to do something that meant something to us. We read a lot of Wayne Dyer and Norman Vincent Peale and a lot of other mm-hmm. deep thinkers. And we just decided that we wanted to get into something that was more natural. And so we did a lot of research, talked to a lot of colleagues in our space, a lot of colleagues in the natural health and wellness space. And we were able to, through, I say a lot of prayer, meditation, being at the right place at the right time, we were able to license these really incredible strains of probiotics out of London University. And from there, Just Thrive Probiotic was born. So it's been the most gratifying career journey I've ever been on by far.
It's incredible because for me, aside from all the physical health stuff that we talk about, the gut health, I really talk about sense of purpose and how important that is for your overall physical health, but really like spiritually what you're here to do. You have these gifts that are out here for the world to share to the world and to really elevate people's health and their consciousness. So it seems to me that you were good at being a lawyer, but mm-hmm. something pulled you deeper into a deeper purpose. And I mean, I didn't know you back then, but I would venture to say that your energy is glowing now because you're doing something that you really, really, really are here to do.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens, how you transform in so many different levels. I feel like I was a better mother when I started doing what I love to do, even though I was working harder than I ever had worked. You know, I thought I was working crazy hours as an attorney, but my goodness, when I started, you know, an entrepreneur, it's a whole different category mm-hmm. of working hard. But yet I was so much happier and so much more fulfilled. And I think I was teaching my kids so many great lessons in life too, that you know, you need to follow your purpose. And we tell our kids that all the time. I also always tell them, what do you want to do first? You know, I have two recent college graduates and I'm like, you know, just what do you want to do now? It doesn't mean you have to do that for the rest of your life. Do something. And then if something else that feeds your soul more, then that's what you need mm-hmm. to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome parenting advice, right? Because you're giving kids the freedom to explore. Yep. And they go, yeah, you know, like this is something I've always wanted to do. It doesn't have to be the rest of my life. But what a way to empower your kids. But that's the way I take it, is when you're in a career that is really sort of draining you, even if you're good at it, that cup isn't overflowing. But now your cup is overflowing such that it's, you said you're a better mom.
Yep.
It's overflowing to your kids, I'm sure, with your partner. It's just so, so powerful what it does. So I really wanted to bring attention to that before we get into anything gut health, because the importance of what you can build when you're in full alignment. So how, in all things health, right? You could have gone into blood sugar management, right? You could have gone into fitness. What really drew you into gut health?
Yeah. Well, really, it was the emerging science that came out of the Human Microbiome Project. The Human Microbiome Project was launched by the National Institutes of Health about 10, 12 years ago, and it told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Told us that basically, you know, our gut is dictating virtually every aspect of our overall health. So when you say, I didn't get into blood sugar or fitness, in a lot of ways I did, because, you know, so many, every aspect right. of our overall health is tied to the health of our gut. And I can't state that enough. And I can't emphasize that enough. It's hard to find any disease that's not associated with an imbalance of your gut. So, you know, so many people think of gut health as, you know, maybe some diarrhea, constipation, even they've now associated, they know that allergies would be a sign of having some gut dysbiosis, heartburn, all these things, gas and bloating, those are certainly signs of gut issues and gut imbalance. But people now are just starting to understand that really cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart disease, Parkinson's, I mean, all these types of conditions are all associated with an imbalance of your gut microbiome. And from that study, we found out that we're 10 times more bacterial cells than we are human. So, you know, all this time we're thinking our human cells are dictating our health, but really it's our bacterial cells that are dictating our health. And unfortunately, we live in this very antibacterial world, this very antimicrobial world.
Right. Just to think about it, we're more just a giant summation of wiggly bacterias than we are just cells, which is a hard thing for people to understand, because, you know, when we go through biology in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, all through high school, and then in college, cellular health. This is who you are, right? This is where it comes from. But there was no emphasis on the microbiome. Man, I undergraduate, we didn't talk about the gut bacteria at all. So it's just amazing when you think about how much more we are bacteria from our full body and the world we live in, right? And what was the moment where you were like, whoa, when you were researching gut bacteria? Was there any moment where it was just like, holy moly, like I need to do this?
Well, it was actually when we were introduced to the actual strains, these Bacillus spore-based bacteria. And so we really started to understand, you know, we had actually been taking probiotics. My husband and I, we had learned about probiotics. We heard that they were beneficial. But then, you know, we didn't really notice anything. But, you know, I take a multivitamin. I don't always notice anything either. And so we started learning about that most of these probiotic strains were actually dying before they ever got to the intestines. And so when we learned about these Bacillus spore-based probiotics that we, licensed from London University, we were understanding that these spores have this endospore shell around themselves, and that's what allows them to get through the gastric system. So we started to really understand that the gastric system is so acidic. Obviously, it's meant to be the gastric barrier. And so most of these probiotic strains were dying in the stomach acid. That stomach acid that's very harsh, it was killing these probiotic strains. And so they were never making it to the intestines alive. And so we know that the very definition of a probiotic is it needs to arrive alive in the intestines and confer a benefit onto the host, which is the body. And so the majority of probiotics on the market, we were finding out, weren't even meeting the first part of the definition. They weren't even getting into the intestines alive. Most of them were dying. And that was actually one of the first studies that we did. We had Silliker Labs did a study testing the comparison of the spore-based probiotics versus the lactobacillus bifidobacterium types of probiotics that you see on most store shelves, and found out that 99.99% of those strains died before they ever got to the intestines. And so, you know, we were all about, we didn't want to find a product and just make it a little bit better. We wanted to make something that really truly made a difference, something that was truly needed and missing in this world. And so we just said, we've got to do this. I mean, we have got to do this, because, and then we started taking the spores and seeing what it was doing to us. And we said, we have to do this.
Yeah. So that's the major emerging science, as you said, the spore-based probiotics versus just the conventional ones you can find at CVS. And aside from, because there's a lot of myths around probiotics, and you mentioned one that we absorb them and the 99% go into us, but in reality 99% get killed off. What about CFUs? Because there's a lot of people who come and say, well, this says 200 billion. This is the best one that I should take. Is there any myth around that too?
Oh yeah, that's a big myth. I mean, you know, it's like we live in America, more is better, right? It's always like, oh, right. I've got 50 billion. This one must be better because it has 50 billion. This one has 250 billion. I mean, you see them with 500 billion out there. It's crazy. You know, it's just more, more, more. And really more is not better. And that's been shown, because we know that basically, we know that most of those are dying before they ever get to the intestines. Most of those strains are dying. And that's why companies are putting these high numbers of CFUs. The focus has to be on the quality, not the quantity, but the quality. So our product only has 3 billion CFUs. And we know, we've studied, it shows that our product, when it gets into the spores, when they get into the intestines, actually create a 30% favorable shift in the gut microbiota, which is unheard of. I mean, I've never heard of any probiotic showing that type of a favorable shift within 2 to 3 weeks. So we're seeing profound results with just 3 billion. So the focus should really be the quantity or the quality of what those strains are actually doing. There is no science, there's no scientific study showing that more is better. We just know that most of them aren't surviving. They're never getting to the intestines. And then therefore they're putting in all these higher quantity CFUs. And then the other myth that I love to talk about, because I think this is my favorite myth, is the refrigeration myth. So many people, I mean, I hear people at the grocery store all the time saying, oh, my doctor told me to make sure I got one from the probiotic because that's a higher quality probiotic. And where that myth sort of stemmed from was that, you know, you were buying those, you know, probiotics off the store shelf at the drugstore, and you maybe would see one and they would probably be dead before they ever even got to the shelf. You know, they were probably dead bacteria, and so they weren't doing anything. So the idea was to let's put some in the refrigerator so they're live microorganisms. And that's a great concept. The problem is, remember, they have to be live when they hit the intestines. It's not important that they're live in the refrigerator. It's important that they're live in the intestines. So if a probiotic can't withstand the room temperature of a store shelf, so most of these probiotics are in the refrigerator because they would die if they were on the store shelf. How in the world would they ever survive your body temperature, which is 98.6, which is much warmer than the room temperature of the store shelf? And the answer is they really don't. I mean, first, the body temperature would likely kill a lot of those probiotic strains. They're very sensitive organisms. And then the stomach acid would, you know, definitely cause even more trouble for those type of organism. So it's really one of the biggest myths out there. And so the reason why the spore-based probiotics that are in Just Thrive are, they have this endospore shell around themselves. And this shell is like an armor-like coating around it. And it actually allows it to, you know, survive the gastric system and get into the intestines. When it gets to the intestines, it takes its shell off. And that's when it goes into its live vegetative cell state. And when it's there, it actually has the ability to read the microbial environment in the gut. So it's actually reading, you know, they're like, are there pathogenic bacteria? It has the ability to help get rid of the pathogenic bacteria. And then it has the ability to actually help those beneficial bacteria come back to life and thrive in the gut. So, and these endospores actually stay there. The spore-based bacteria actually stay there for about 21 to 28 days, where they're going to work through every part of the intestinal tract. So they have the ability to colonize, attach the intestinal cell wall, and then they colonize and go through till they leave the body after about 21 to 28 days. So it's a very, very unique approach. And that refrigeration myth is just, it does, when you think about it, so many people are like, oh, like a light bulb goes off in their head. Like, that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Of course not. If they can't withstand the room temperature of the store shelf, how in the world would they survive your body temperature? And the answer is they don't.
Exactly. The probiotics that we should be going for are the ones that can be outside on an Arizona summer day and still be alive and thriving.
Absolutely.
Right? This is the myth. The myth is the refrigerator myth. So, and I know a lot of people are listening now and they go, oh my God, it makes so much sense. Because usually I go to CVS or Walgreens or any of the health food stores and we go straight to the refrigerator and we go, no, these are the best quality ones. They're alive.
Right.
And just to dispel that, so the take home is, first of all, CFUs, colony forming units, are not as important when it comes to the amount, but also it's if it can pass the gastric juices, the stomach acid, and get into the intestines. So this is what we have to remember, this, guys, like everyone who's listening, that's what we have to remember. So then we're talking about the spore-based probiotics, that they have the endospore. Is that why they call it the spore-based? Because they have the endospore and they're passing through the gastric juice?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And when they have their spore shell around themselves. So let me maybe back up a little bit. These strains were found in the environment. These are the same strains our ancestors used to get when they ate off the land. Our ancestors ate off the land. They had roots and tubers, and they would eat these roots and tubers would have this bacteria on them. And they were meant to be consumed by humans. And then we would consume them. And when they got into the intestines, that's when they took their shell off. And then when they leave our body through defecation, they go back into their spore form and they're recirculated again. I mean, now unfortunately our soil is overfarmed, it's contaminated, it doesn't have, we can't get these strains from the soil that we are exposed to on a daily basis here. If you go to tribes in Tanzania and different, you know, places, you would find these same bacillus spores. So they were meant to be consumed on a daily basis, and they're dormant in the soil, but they become alive when they hit the intestines.
Super important to think about that cycle too, that you just illustrated, right? When we defecate, the spores are back to being released.
Yeah.
And then we eat, and then they go back into the tubers and we eat. So that's a beautiful cycle that is found in nature, but we're so separate from, because as you said in the beginning of this podcast, the oversanitization that is killing all of these really beneficial bacteria, all the bad ones too, but all the beneficial ones. Very important concept for us to understand. What is going on with our guts aside from us not being in touch with those beautiful evolutionary bacteria that we have a symbiotic relationship with? What else is going on? Why is our gut under so much distress in today's day and age?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's so many reasons. You know, like I had mentioned, we are 10 times more bacterial than human. And yet this world we live in is so, so offensive to our gut health. I mean, from antibiotics that we take, you know, just a single course, there was a study that showed like a single course of clindamycin wreaked havoc on a gut for up to a year period of time. I mean, and then there's antibiotics that we take, but there's also antibiotics that are in our food supply that, you know, we don't even know that we're consuming. Glyphosate, which of course is the active ingredient in Roundup, being sprayed all over our produce, being sprayed all over our lawns, being sprayed everywhere. We can't escape it. Even when we try to eat organic, which I'm a huge fan of, you know, unfortunately we can't even completely get away from it 100%. So we live in this very antimicrobial world between antibiotics and glyphosate. But then even, you know, our household cleaning supplies, you know, there's a study that showed that households that use, those cleaning products that say kills 99% of the bacteria actually have children that have a higher incidence of allergies and autoimmune issues because they are literally killing the bacteria that are meant to protect us. And of course, the world we're living in now, that, you know, hand sanitizer everywhere, you know, it's driving me crazy because I'm like, oh my gosh, we can't be doing this. It's our bacteria that needs to be protecting our gut, and our immune system is in our gut. 70 to 80% of our immune system is in our gut. And yet we're doing all these things that are so offensive to our gut health. And another big one is stress. And people don't believe me when I tell them this, but I cannot emphasize it enough. I mean, stress is so beneficial. Fear and stress, all of these things are very, very detrimental to our gut health because there's a huge connection between our gut and our brain. Another thing people don't realize sometimes is that 90% of our serotonin is produced in our gut. Serotonin, of course, is the happy hormone, and 90% of it is being produced in our gut. And there's this, the vagus nerve, which connects the, you know, brainstem and the gut, are sending signals back and forth to each other. So stress will cause us to have gut imbalance, and the reverse is true. Gut imbalance will cause us to have stress. And so we need to be very aware of that and changing our lifestyle. And of course, we live in a stressful world. It's almost like it's a badge of honor to be stressed out. And so we just really have to, it's sad that we live in this world that's just so offensive, you know, to our gut health. And leaky gut is another huge offender to our gut health. And we could go into that if you'd like, but leaky gut is hugely offensive. And so many people are walking around with a leaky gut and don't even know it.
And I absolutely do want to go into that. I just want to reiterate some important things you said. There is a reason why I talk so much about the pesticides in our food and what they do to our gut. And they are a common offender for our gut bacteria. And as you mentioned, the oversanitization, the cleaning products, man, it's like when I learned that something like bleach not only exacerbates asthma in a child, but can actually be the cause. It can cause, they can have no asthma one day, and then the next day they can have asthma because the bleach is incredible for us to understand. And it's all intimately tied with the bacteria in our body, something we just completely overlook. So thank you for highlighting that, but really thank you for highlighting the stress part. This is the mind-body part. This is why I tell people to do rituals and journal and take some time to yourself to just recenter every single day. Meditate, whatever you need to do, pray, but get back to yourself so you can handle that stress. Because like you said, that vagus nerve is firing off, and then you can get trapped in a cycle where the gut health is causing, the lack of gut health is causing the stress in the brain, which is causing more signals to the gut. And you're just in this cycle where you're just an inflamed state. and your gut is suffering. So thanks for highlighting that. Now, I do want to get into leaky gut. A lot of these listeners, viewers, they're familiar with leaky gut. We talked about it here on the show, but what are some things you learned when you first learned through leaky gut until now? What are some really important points about it that we should know?
Well, one of the important points, one of the things that we did was we actually are the first probiotic company out there that has a double-blind human clinical trial on leaky gut, which is profound. I mean, we don't know of another probiotic, but we also don't know of any other pharmaceutical that has a double-blind human clinical trial on leaky gut and showing metabolic endotoxemia, which would be the more medical term for it. But basically, you know, leaky gut, like you know, your listeners already know, is basically exactly what it sounds like. It's the opening of the tight junctions and allowing toxins, primarily LPS, which is lipopolysaccharides, to be seeping into the bloodstream. So what we did, University of North Texas did this study. They took 100 college students and fed them a challenge meal. And then they tested their LPS levels about 5 hours later and found that 55% of them had a leaky gut and didn't know it. Now, these applicants, these subjects, all had to undergo testing and make sure that they had no other medical issues or anything going on. They found out that 55% of these otherwise healthy students actually had a leaky gut and didn't even know it. So they took those 55% and then divided them in half, and half of them got the placebo, half of them got the spores. What they found is that they sent them home for 30 days with the placebo, 30 days with the spore-based products, and then after 30 days came back, gave them a challenge meal, and found that the placebo group actually saw a 32% increase from the first time in their LPS production. So LPS was seeping into the bloodstream 32% more than it had 30 days prior.
All right, let's face it, with all the toxins we're exposed to nowadays, with processed foods, pollutants, and even stress, our poor livers have been working overtime. If you've been feeling sluggish, bloated, or just overall run down, it may be time to give your hardworking liver some extra love and support. That is where Organifi's Liver Detox comes in. This convenient little capsule contains a powerhouse blend of clinically studied superfoods. ingredients specifically designed to remove excess toxins and improve digestion, promote healthier energy levels, and just overall liver health. Now, one of the key ingredients is artichoke leaf extract, which has been clinically proven to help detoxify the liver and digestive tract. Then you got the all-star liver protector. You heard of it, milk thistle, an herb that has been used for centuries to give your liver a big old hug. That's not all. Organifi's Liver Detox also contains dandelion root, one of my favorite ones of all time, which is loaded with vitamins and minerals to promote healthy liver function and digestion. And finally, Trifalia, an ancient Ayurvedic formula packed with antioxidants that has been traditionally used as a powerful liver tonic, one of my favorite ones too. So whether you're dealing with sluggish digestion, low energy, or just want to give your body's main detox engine a little extra love, Organifi's Liver Detox has your back. Just take 1 to 3 capsules at any point during the day to start supporting your liver's natural detox pathways. All of us need to be supporting our liver. If you want to experience the energy boosting, liver supporting effects of this fantastic formula, head to OrganifiShop.com and use the code DRG for 20% off. That is OrganifiShop.com/DRG.
Now, with the treated group, they found that the treated group that was taking the spores saw a 45% reduction in LPS toxins into the bloodstream, which is profound, incredibly profound. And so what that tells us is that we know that this is like a drippy faucet. So you may have, like, these college students were healthy, they felt great, they had energy, but it's like that faucet where it's constantly this tiny bit of leakiness into the bloodstream that's causing this, you know, low-grade chronic inflammation that is the cause of all major diseases. And so, you know, people will feel fine, and then all of a sudden they're 35, 40 years old, and they start, you know, developing allergies, they start having psoriasis, eczema, whatever disease they may end up, you know, starting to have and the symptoms from it. So it was really a profound study and shown that we're talking about a 45% reduction in LPS toxins that leak into the bloodstream. So even if you're eating healthy, you know, food causes this, you know, leakiness of the gut if you have opening in your tight junctions. And when you have an unhealthy and unbalanced gut, then you're going to see more leakiness of the gut, which causes this inflammatory response by your immune system.
Yeah. It's and that's a cycle again, right? So aside from the sport-based probiotics, which are going to be really helpful at reducing that bacterial toxin, LPS, into the blood and causing immune dysfunction and low-grade inflammation, which causes disease over time, as you mentioned, drops in the bucket. What are some things, aside from reducing stress, eating organic, that will be really helpful for those tight junctions to help reseal that intestinal lining?
Yeah. Well, one of the things overall for gut health is just intermittent fasting. I feel that intermittent fasting, when you give your body, the intestinal lining, a break from feeding, it helps increase diversity in the gut, which is huge. When we have a diverse microbiome, we have health. And so I'm a huge fan of intermittent fasting. I think that, you know, everyone has to do what they have to do, because I know some people have a difficulty with it, but I do feel that the intermittent fasting is really beneficial. I also think eating a diverse group of foods, we tend to be very tied into certain type of dietary, whether you're keto or paleo or vegan, whatever it may be, it causes us to not eat as much of a diverse group of foods. And so we always encourage people to go to ethnic grocery stores, eat different roots and tubers, and get different types of, you know, produce that's in season, just to really expose your microbiome to a diverse group of foods. Definitely the, you know, eating clean and staying away from antibiotics as much as possible. Of course, antibiotics save lives, and, you know, you need to take them when you need to take them, but the overprescribing of them is really detrimental. So, and then the eating organic as much as possible as well is really, really beneficial.
Yeah, but back to the fasting point, that is free and it's easy, right? And we can do that for our body, but there's so much bang for that buck, lack of buck. Like, it's just the intent is so powerful, because by doing that, you're helping, like you said, reseal, re-give more love to the lining of the intestine. So really important stuff that we can do. For you personally, how do you intermittent fast?
I usually stop eating dinner around 6:30, and then I start eating again at 11 o'clock in the morning. So, and I usually break my fast with a nice big, I love to eat eggs. I have eggs and filled with tons of veggies. They're always different. Some avocado, I do that, and that's usually how I break my fast. And then I'll eat two meals a day. And I was one of those people that swore I could never do it. I was like, there's no way I could do it. And I just started slow. And it's always important when you're going to intermittent fast is that you do it very slowly. You know, you do it, you know, listen to your body. And there are some days that I don't do it, but I do it quite often.
Really amazing stuff, because that was my experience too. You just, I would wake up and I'd be like, I have to eat. What do you mean? It's like 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning. I have to eat right now. But training your body, right, to build up to there is really powerful. And I will say that in terms of breast cancer, which is my specialty in oncology, it's been shown to be protective if you have 13 plus hours of intermittent fasting. So an extra plus right there, right? You're helping your gut, but you're also, if you're a woman or a man listening out there, it's for breast cancer too. Amazing stuff. Okay, so when it comes to, so now we've dispelled the myths of probiotics. We've talked about the importance of what really, like how to take a true probiotic and what to go for. Talked about all of the things that affect the gut and then all the things that are good for the gut. Where overall, when you're talking about our the health of our gut and what we can do to optimize it, is there anything else that really sticks out for you that we need to address?
Well, you know, I don't want to like sound like an infomercial, we have really only launched products that are missing and needed in the market. And one of the, we have two other products that I really would like to mention, just because, you know, we have the prebiotic, which is super important. And the reason why the prebiotic is so important is because it really creates this diverse, it helps enhance the diversity in the gut. So we know the probiotic, the spores are actually helping with diversity, creating diversity, getting rid of the pathogenic bacteria, and bringing out our good, naturally beneficial bacteria. But the prebiotics actually have the ability to feed. They're like the fertilizer in the gut. Now, many prebiotics on the market have difficulty distinguishing between the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. So if you start feeding a lot of the better, if you have this overgrowth of bad bacteria and you start feeding it with prebiotics, it may end up making a problem worse. So we waited quite a long time to launch a prebiotic because we wanted to really focus on a oligosaccharides that actually only target the beneficial bacteria. So we have like a whole system where we, you know, we say the probiotic is to recondition the gut and the prebiotic is to reinforce what the probiotic is doing. It's feeding what we're doing. And then we have the gut fortify, which is really supportive of the mucosal lining. So the gut fortify is made up of 4 amino acids and then some polyphenols that are going in and actually helping rebuild that mucosal lining, which is so protective of your gut, you know, lining. You know, we've got the thin wall of the gut lining, then we've got the mucosal lining, which really is so, so important to be protective of the whole, this whole leakiness of the gut. So, you know, I do think that all of the lifestyle things are really, really beneficial. I think I can't overstate that enough. We need to start avoiding the glyphosate. We need to start avoiding antibiotics. We need to stay calm and do mindful practices and do our life's work and follow our passion and all of those things and stay away from all these household cleaners and water that's filled with chloride and chlorine and fluoride. But I do think that because we're living in this very toxic world that we do need to be sometimes supporting it with products that are out there. And we will never be one of those companies that launches, you know, 200 SKUs, and that's not what we're about. Right. We're really focused on bringing products that are missing and needed. And we feel like this gut restoration system that we've got going with the probiotic, prebiotic, and the gut fortify is just so incredibly beneficial to overall gut health, which we know is foundational for health. Anything else we're doing, you know, whether we're, you know, taking this supplement or eating really clean, none of those nutrients will be absorbed if we have inflammation in the gut. And so we really need to focus on that inflammation in our gut. So just remembering that gut health is foundational to everything else we're doing. I always say it's ground zero for health. We need to start with our gut health.
Ground zero. Yeah, as we learned in school, ground zero. And I love that you're staying true, you know, in your life purpose, you're staying true. But in this company, you're staying true because you don't want to expand it to all of these things that are unnecessary. You're really focusing and mastering. Mastering is the big key. Mastering the things that we need for our body and making and putting out the best products for us to take, which is amazing stuff. Okay, so people are listening and they want to know, where do we go? What do we get? How do we start? They want to try out this probiotic. So how do we do this?
Oh, it's super easy. We go to justthrivehealth.com. We're also in many grocery stores throughout the country. But, you know, and if you have questions, we have an amazing customer service team. You could always go to justthrivehealth.com, shoot us an email or, you know, try the product. It's so easy to take. It's one capsule a day. And we always suggest taking it with food. We did a study that showed that these foods, these strains actually germinate throughout the intestines by using the food. So, just one a day with food, time of day doesn't matter. And then we would say after maybe a couple of weeks, then you would start on the prebiotic, just see how you do with the probiotic and then go slowly. And then you could go up to one capsule a day and then it's super easy.
I love that. And you are on Instagram, you're like, where can we find more resources through social media?
Just Thrive Health on Instagram and on Facebook too. So
amazing. We're on it. So we've got all this beautiful information. I mean, viewers and listeners, there you go. We have what we need to avoid, lifestyle stuff, how to look for probiotics. You were the myth buster on that. Amazing stuff. But really, really the sacred understanding that the gut is ground zero and we can follow it through with so many amazing things. And I love giving a platform and sharing with people companies that are really doing right by us. That's it. Like the product reviews that I do are to show companies that are doing right by us. And you are absolutely doing it with your company. And I commend you on that. So much love for that. And you know, healing people across the world. Awesome stuff.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. G. You know, right back at you. What you're doing is great. And to have a platform like yours where you're real, I mean, I learned so much from you. I mean, you're amazing. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Likewise. So we'll have you back sometime soon. Okay. Thank you so much for this interview.
That'd be amazing. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.